Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Tripping, man.
Cheers.
Yeah. Did you boomerang tripping. That? That would have been pretty
cheers.
Cool.
I'm not a boomerang guy.
Welcome into this edition of Road Tripping, Richard versus Channing. Again, for those who maybe are just getting on board, it is our relaunch, Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. And Channing, yep. Right across from me, Rafael on the ones and twos.
What's up?
And for the first time making his debut on Road Tripping is the one and only Iman Shumpert.
Applause. Yes. I'm so happy that I'm finally on Road Tripping.
Are you really?
I like the shirts and the logo.
We got free shirts for you, dog.
Cartoon with him and RJ.
We don't have those. We just got the I'm here for free
I just think it's dope. I didn't realize how much it's taken off.
It's taken off.
How much work we put in.
It's crazy. No, it's just crazy. Like, I saw the thing that you guys did at Awesome.
Does he get this one, too?
Where was that at?
It's extra large.
When you guys did it at the bar in Cleveland?
Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. That was, like, awesome. Like, I didn't realize.
Didn't someone see you at your apartment and they had just come from it or something after?
No, yeah. Somebody saw me in, like, an elevator and they was like, but he was, like, shit-faced at that point.
Like, yes, that's one of our podcasts.
Yeah, it was, like, it was just awesome, like, just to see the energy it carried.
Well, you understand because you have made it very well known through your hard work and stuff that you're not just a pro basketball player.
Oh, no.
So you understand how much work goes into things that you actually are passionate about and enjoy. And I think it's something that this podcast, after we saw it kind of take a toll of its own last season, it's a humanizing effect for listeners.
Yeah.
And so we just like to have
a good
time.
What was that thing you said that one day? It was actually extremely intelligent.
Talking about on stage.
Where everybody says, don't just be a basketball player. And then when you do that, they're like, what are you doing? Just be a basketball player.
Yeah, but you got to do it in the voice. Like, no, you gotta go to school. You got to have a backup plan when the ball stop bouncing. Like, everybody does that. And then you get to the NBA and you start doing more stuff because you've been doing it your whole life. And then they're like, you got to focus on basketball. This guy's not focused. And it's like, nah, it's just – this is part of my focus now. Because now if I don't do that, I'm fidgety.
True.
Because like, I've been doing it for so long. It's like, why not just remain consistent?
So let's just start from the beginning, Shump. When did Shump start referring to Shump as Shump?
In third person?
Yeah, in third person.
So
When did that come about?
So actually...
that was Shump.
I became Shump in third person when... at a young age, my father became very, very irritated with me and my brothers saying, you know, me and I, like things were about us. And he just felt like we shouldn't develop a selfish mentality of what we need and what we want all the time. So ironically, we were studying third person in school.
Oh, man.
So I felt it was the perfect opportunity to... back then, I was Iman in the house. But when I was using it in public, because people would call me Shump, it was just easier to say, you know, well, Shump don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, I don't like that and making it feel like that. And, you know, when you're a kid, you could say something over and over, and then it became a habit, and I was doing it and being serious. Like, nah, something don't really.
I know. I hear it every day. I know.
Don't too much enjoy that. Nah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's like I would say
it.
Things.
I know it.
Yeah, I would say things
Tell
like that.
People.
And to other, yeah, if you don't know me, you really think like I'm a psycho, but after a while.
I know
like,
you're a psycho.
People think you're psycho?
No, I told him yesterday.
It's a lot.
I think he's overly artistic.
I believe people's first rodeo around me is, you know, it's hit or miss. It's hit or miss.
Shump loves just like...
life.
Not only does he love life, but like if something looks nice, Shump wants to just squeeze his fingers and just... kind of like Shump is that guy that goes to a museum and touches every. Oh yeah, whoops, my bad. Shump wants to touch every picture at the museum. He says, "Don't touch." He's like, "Fuck y'all."
And yeah,
wants to touch it.
The texture.
He has to. Yeah. He can't just sit here and assume. And maybe that's why him and Kyrie got along so long. He's not going to just sit. If you tell him, "Hey Shump, this wine is good," he's not going to say, "Oh okay." He's going to like, "Yo, pour me one."
Yeah.
Or you can't just say, "Well, you could do this." He's going to be like, "I want to see if I could do it. I want to see if I could do it better than you just told me I could do it." Yeah. That's just how he is. And so, like, once you know that, you, like, can understand why Shump is Shump. And then you see why, like, he's not going to wear usually the same outfit. He's going to wear stuff that you're like, what the fuck is he wearing? But then you're like, well,
like
Shump.
Last night.
Oh, man. Shump, the thing is.
What was wrong with last night?
I heard people calling you out for your outfit on the way out of the locker room.
Who
they were just
what?
Like, what is this outfit?
What is the outfit?
See,
in your
you
shoes?
See, you know what? This is what I,
and
this
you
is
said
my
they're
problem.
My dad's
what were you wearing
shoes?
First?
No, this is
what
problem.
Were you wearing?
First
now?
And foremost.
Uh-oh.
Why can't people say that while I'm in the locker room?
They did. You responded to them.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I observe for a living. So, obviously, I was standing there, and they were talking about your shoes. And
oh,
you were
no,
like, those are my, these are
Dwayne,
my dad's shoes.
Dwayne Wade was asking me if those were the Balenciagas. He was asking, were they Balenciaga or Raph Simons? He appreciates the shoe, but we were just explaining that the look of the shoe is now the dad shoe. Like, it's a joke. Like, we laughed about our fathers wearing the
New
orthopedic,
the
New Balance
or those Nikes.
Shoe.
Oh, okay,
you cut
okay.
The grass.
They're
Nikes.
Really bulky, And now okay. It's like we figured out as '90s kids. Like I feel like the '90s kids and the new kid generation, the new fashion kids. Like what we've done is like said, okay, y'all wore tight jeans, but y'all didn't put no flair on it. So what we gonna do is we're going to give you y'all props. Y'all did it right, but we're going to fix these minor details for you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of where my clothing line came from, post-90.
Yeah.
The post-90 is just, this is what the 90s inspired.
Yeah.
And now what we're going to do is fix the small things. Like, y'all had the right pants,
coming
but
out with
they
Janko
weren't
jeans?
Tailored. Huh?
Janko jeans is mad 90s, dog.
Janko jeans?
Oh, that's West Coast thing. My bad.
Before, hang on. Let's
terminology.
Get
terminology.
Janko, like the big skater jeans. Like the big, like.
I got to see them.
Oh,
let's get into fashion with you in a second, but I will apologize because you were way at the door hollering back. And so I thought you were talking to.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no. I didn't,
thanks
I
for
didn't
clarifying,
realize. Yeah, I didn't realize, but I.
I heard you say dad shoes, and I was
like,
dad shoes?
I'm with the dad swag. Like.
Well, you are a dad.
Exactly. But I didn't understand it. So it's like, it was dads way back in the day with the satchels and all that, and we laughed at it. We thought it was so
packs.
Dumb. Yeah.
Do you have a dad bod?
I have plenty of dad bags.
No, dad bod.
Oh, no.
No, the new age
symbol.
Dad bod. Oh,
what'd you
Lord.
Say?
Sex.
Oh, God.
Sex simplicity runs through my veins. It's ridiculous.
You get paid to be in shape. It's genetic.
Sex symbol.
It is literally genetic.
This ain't pickup. As long as you know that.
That is such a funny sweatshirt.
Oh, man. You can't give me nothing. I'm wrong with it.
Oh, my
I'm surprised
goodness.
That you're, like, just taking this.
Why?
Because he's around me every day.
Every day.
You got to think. First of all, Chad is a lot, if you don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
He's a whole lot to take in.
What's
right
the difference
away.
Between the two of you, then, if you're both a bit? A lot.
He Chad likes ruffling seven. Feathers, and I'd rather like be low-key passive-aggressive about it. I'll like ruffle a feather like ninja bomb somebody by being like, damn, you just going to wear those socks again? And then like walk away and be like, I wonder if he's going to wear those socks again. Like I observe too a lot. So like he doesn't care, and he's kind of used to it. But like new guys, they got to get used to me like every time you – because I want to see consistency. Shumps knows since I've been here, I'm consistent. I wear Vans, jeans, of squishy, sort of crappy hoodie, and I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to dress up in three cities.
And free. It got to be free.
It got to be free for the most part, right? It got the three cities I dress up.
Not purchase anything.
No. No, heck no. Because you know what? My weight fluctuates too much.
So maybe you aren't a sex symbol.
You know what? I am. Yes, I am.
Oh.
It depends on what you like, right? Look, sometimes you don't like all those muscles. Some people don't like all the muscles. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's me. What's up?
My.
I got a six pack when I try.
Oh, please.
I do got a six. It's just genetics. Like, you know, I like food, though, and I like wine.
Shump likes food, right?
Shump likes food.
Yeah, but I like to eat.
Shump likes food.
Right. But I like to eat. I like to burger. Shump don't eat burgers.
The difference is.
Are you vegan?
And he's 27.
Is Shump
absolutely
vegan?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
But Shump was one of the rippest guys even in college when you were in Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I was with the red meat, pork, bacon. I don't know what this turkey bacon thing is all about. Everybody was raised on pork, bacon, and they become 18 and older, and everybody read a couple books, see a couple of films, and they, no, they can't have any pork on my fork. Yeah, whatever, swing it.
Speaking of that, there was actually a comment made not too long ago about all the injuries in the league right now and it being drawn to
pork.
People taking stuff out of their diet.
Because your body needs it.
Yeah.
And I think the aggression of the league is gone because of these diets. Yeah, it probably help you play longer, but it make you soft if you don't eat red meat, I think.
This is true.
I think
it makes you – they say even with dogs, if you put them on certain diets and
– makes them docile.
Yeah, it makes them way calmer. They don't do it like – I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen a mean vegan.
Derek.
You see what I'm saying?
Derek.
Derek who?
Millender.
Derek Millender is the most passive human being I've ever been.
Oh, you actually mean like mean.
No, not mean, just like a mean streak.
I thought you meant like intense in it to win
it.
He is very strict vegan.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying.
Yeah. Derek Millender, yes.
I don't know. D-Mill, every time I ask D-Mill, I can say, D-Mill, what you going to eat? Hey, man, you know, listen,
avocado.
Just going to eat these.
He's very strict and very regimented, but I don't think he's very, like if you play. If he played pickup, I have to see him play pickup. If he plays pickup, I'll tell you.
If the
veganness is taken away from his mainstream.
I got you. That makes sense.
But I'm like competitors, like Michael Jordan. He used to eat steak day before every game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's Kobe eat steak?
I don't know what Kobe ate.
Kobe beef?
But
ooh,
I guarantee.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I guarantee Kobe ate meat. Pause. Because he's a very he's very mean about it. Like, people, like, that intensity and that meanness, that is blood. Like, it means blood to them. Like, and I'm with that. I don't really like the whole clean air, clean mind, clean spirit thing. Like, I don't like feeling like that.
I just like eating what I want to eat.
I think sports is my only outlet to be mean.
Do you guys?
This is very true.
And you have to accept it. Like,
to be mean or mean?
Yes, to mean. Be mean.
Like, you can, I'm cool with the other side hating me. I'm cool with people actually like, I hate him until he's on your team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I hate Draymond Green. If he was on my team, would love him.
Yeah.
Would love him to death. He's got to eat steak.
Let me ask you a question. Is it difficult to leave that mean animal person in the court? Just when you get off the court? I mean, when you get home. And
paid millions of dollars to play basketball. Like, how mean can I be? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not inviting. I can admit that. I'm not inviting. I don't like wearing my jersey on my face. I would rather be
Shump.
Shump, yeah. I would rather you treat me as Iman if you see me. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know what that means.
So, like in a sense, I wish basketball were like football. And you just know me as a jersey with a helmet. And now when I get off the court, you really can't pick me out of lineup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people see me and they right away, that's
the only sport that's like that.
That's the dude on the court.
That's Iman. Yeah. Oh, especially when I had the hair, it was like I couldn't go anywhere. So it's like even when you're grocery store stopping, like, bro, I'm a human. Like,
you want to blend in.
Not even blend in. Like, I got stuff I got to do. Like,
excuse me.
I got my daughter. And I'm like carrying my daughter. People are like, can you sign this? I'm carrying her doll and I'm carrying her bag.
It's that whole etiquette.
Dog, let me be a
You see people with their kids, like, just.
Because it's like, don't make me be mad. Don't make me be mad. And there's times that my daughter is like, she'll, like, swing at people. Like, she'll take a swipe at people. Like, I don't feel like he should do this right
now. Violating her space.
Yeah, like this is my time right now. Yeah, like I don't get to see him all the time. Like I get my time right now and y'all hating on me.
What is new with baby Junie?
What is not new with baby Junie? Oh my God. Oh, right now she has a baby. We got her a doll, baby doll. So aww, she's got her own baby that she takes care of.
Does it have a name?
No, she hasn't came up with a name. It's just baby, baby, baby.
Get ready for that, baby.
Yeah, she feeds the baby, though.
Has having a daughter softened you up?
For sure. Pillow soft.
Especially a girl.
Oh, my God.
What? And I got two.
Pillow soft.
Maybe a third.
Nope. Pillow soft.
Don't put that on me.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It really is. It's the best part of life.
I am curious at, and I'm sure given our listeners understanding that you and your wife have your own celebrity, how do you guys balance that kind of lifestyle?
We've just really broke it down into this is a phase of our life where we are going to work our ass off for the next however long my career is in the NBA. During the season is when she'll take the opportunity to take as many gigs and opportunities as she can. Mm-hmm. And we will miss out on a lot of time with each other, but I think we appreciate and value the space. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of young couples, and I'm calling us young just being under 30 and being married, a lot of people told me to wait, but I felt like, what am I waiting for? I feel like I'll mess up the chemistry if I don't get on a knee soon.
When do you listen to anybody anyways?
Exactly. But I think just inspiring young love anywhere, once you know, and you have to appreciate somebody having the drive to do something. Like, it makes me miss. I would rather miss her than be like, yo, get away from me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, we got a long life to live. Like, we going to see plenty of each other. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, with our brands being what they are, I feel like I see plenty of her. Like, social media-wise, people talking about her all the time. So it's like constant reminders. We talk on the phone anytime we can. I mean, with splitting time with Junie and just raising her, it's smooth, man. It's like every time we get back around each other, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to build on, and a lot to connect. So it's like it works out. Don't get me wrong. It's times it's a struggle, and it pisses me off. It pisses her off. But with her schedule being a little more flexible, she does find the time to, like, fly on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we can match it up. Yeah, so we have our good time. So we're just right now just putting together the plan to just be as creative as we can. A part of me when I first got in the league wanted to, like, make the separation of being just a basketball player while I'm being, but I just was like, that's dumb because this is the time to grow your brand.
You'll waste time.
Yeah. This is the time to grow your brand, be creative, get these ideas out while it's feasible. Like, so I'm just trying
to. You're
just
doing you.
Yeah.
So what all is Shump's tentacles of our artesiary?
How do you put up with this guy? Oh, do you guys ever fight?
It's hilarious. I wish we did, dog. It would make us so much closer, but he's like past past that part of his life. Like, he just,
like, the thing about fighting is that, like, I think Shemp knows this little part of me. Like, if we had a fight and I lost, I'm going to have to fight you again.
But that's what
I don't want to fight you every day. That's so tiring.
Everyone said, we did these sit downs, obviously with Fox, and everyone said our question about who you would not want to debate with. Everyone said who?
Shout.
No. Everyone said cheating.
Oh, why?
Cheating for sure.
What do you mean, why?
Oh, because I can make stuff up.
Because you don't quit.
No, I don't. And that's a problem. It's like, I don't want to hate y'all. Like, I don't want to hate nobody. I don't want to have to fight you every day. You know, it's just pointless. And then I'm not focused on what I need to focus on. It's just too much. So, other than that, yeah, we're cool. We may argue. I'm going to get hot about certain things.
I'm just used to fights. Yeah. Like, fights don't really mean that much to me. It's like building to me. Because it's, like, my dad used to, like, he didn't like us to fight, but he was just like, they're boys. Like, he would tell, like,
that's what you're
mom,
supposed to do.
Yeah, he'd be like, Bambi, they're boys. Like, they'll settle it.
Yeah.
And we'd eat cereal the next morning.
Yeah.
Black eye, busted lip, whatever. Go to school.
I'd be mad as shit. You bust my lip.
Go to school. Like, our teachers got used to the shit. Like,
how many siblings?
Three brothers.
Oh, Lord.
So there's three of you or three more?
Huh? No, it's four of us.
Four of us. Yeah, yeah.
Four boys.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at?
Hey, man, even though I'm third.
Oh,
but me
God.
And my mom gets along great with us now because it's just like,
of course,
shit, we brought in all the groceries. Shit, when nobody ever disrespect her, because that's just a L for you. That's a loss right away. Five dudes coming after you. That's just a loss.
That's
you
good.
Lose. Oh, but to answer my bad. To answer your question about the tentacles.
Yeah, the tentacles.
Oh, what was the question?
The tentacles of his artesiry.
So basically,
his mind
The branches of me are. Basketball,
right?
Music,
right?
Fashion,
right?
Fatherhood,
right?
And then inspiration of the inspiration of the youth.
Well, think
artsy,
about it.
Artsy
music,
and inspirational.
Fashion, those are all ways to express your artistic
yeah. But a
side.
Lot of guys like so. Some people get their inspiration for why they like do what they do through like art, like. Go to a gallery. They'll sit at a gallery, write down feelings, and then go make jeans.
See, that was my issue. My issue is, and I was telling y'all this the other day in the locker room. Like, I hear music, and there's times where I'll be like, he should have said this. Like that would have been better. That'd be my first time hearing the song. Yeah, I'd be like, these two lines right here could have been so much better. You could have said this.
So which Britney Spears song? Good shit, guys. For Allie. What Lady Gaga song?
Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga.
She flipped her whole thing up. I respect her. To
what
be
do you
honest,
mean she flipped
watching,
her whole thing up.
She flipped her whole thing up. It was more like, my music is crazy good, but look at this. Give me attention. And all of a sudden, people started listening, and then they became used to what she was. And
when
she said,
wore
you know
the
what?
Meat outfit, that was crazy.
Crazy. But then all of a sudden she said, you know what? Guess what? You're going to have to love me for playing me, and I'm going to show you that my singing is off the charts. I'm going to put more work into it and show you a whole nother level deeper, which is kind of crazy. If you see the documentary, I wasn't a big Lady Gaga fan, and then after watching that documentary, I'm like, dude, I just respect that. Like, she takes this as I'm going to work with.
She's an artist. I mean, she's
but, like,
hard.
There's artists, and then there's somebody that, like,
so
shows
cute.
You the layers they are as people in each song.
There's Kanye.
Yes.
Like, she's a Kanye creative.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
But when not
you,
as crazy.
When you listen to music, are you more attracted to the lyrics or to the beat?
I'm more attracted to lyrics. Like, don't get me wrong. The beat, I would like you to give me 10 seconds of the beat to get into it and get the feel and get the vibe. But I'm definitely trying to hear what you got to say.
Top three artists of all time.
Kanye, Jay, and for me, it's got to be Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Okay, now let's not cancel those three out. Different genre. Who do you listen to? Other than hip-hop, R&B, give me somebody else from a different genre.
Different genre.
Do you like country?
No, I'm not a country guy.
Do you like pop? Do you like
jazz?
I just told you Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's but that's pop. Like, yeah, it's pop, but that's more like
today's era.
Yeah,
today's era.
I don't know the like. I'm not good with picking genres because a lot of people are pop to me at this point.
Okay, so just
that is a big debate because there's a lot of people that think.
Oh, there's no such thing as
they classify. It's for instance, like Taylor Swift was country, and then she had to make the transition over because that was no longer.
No, she's not country.
Right, or like Sam Hunt. That's a big debate in country because he's very hip hop.
Okay, don't know. I guess
who's somebody outside of
like
rap
Linkin Park?
Okay,
MGMT.
Okay.
Electric feels like my favorite song. Like that video with the moon juice.
Talking.
The moon juice.
Yeah, that
the video
talking.
For that was awesome. Yeah, I'm I'm big on. You have to be like you said. You got to give me the 360 effect. I gotta hear it. I gotta see it. I gotta be able to feel it, touch it. You know what I'm saying? Like I have to. You got to give me the whole thing.
You
if you give me the whole package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll rock with you.
Educate our listeners. You just dropped an album.
No, I didn't drop it yet.
Oh, you haven't dropped it?
No, the only thing that's out for me right now is Stuntman MD, which is really just a collection of songs to put out because I was supposed to put out Homegrown, and I never put it out because people's attention span is terrible these days, right? Okay. And I felt like I need to give people a couple of EPs worth of music to where I have a collective fan base as an artist, and they respect it as, okay, he's going to consistently give us music to where they'll really put their ear on Homegrown. Because Homegrown is really like a story. Like, it's the 360 effect. And it's like you get to meet me through hearing a narrative about a kid being given power too soon.
Can you give any kind of glimpse into it?
What do you mean?
What is that, Allie? That was the worst.
Like, what type of
that was the most suburban way.
I'm small town America.
Yes, small town America.
I'm small town America that hates rejection.
Yeah.
So, like, how can I?
Sean, how about this?
Well, I'm just.
Rap something. Just don't rap it fast. Give us, like.
Can you just give us the
some
lines?
Bars.
Yeah.
But just in a like a poetic version.
Yeah.
Like acapella version.
This is the type of
vibe that I can't give to people quite yet, but I'm gonna give you the breakdown version.
Okay.
We should make America dope again. We've been trying to bottle up the cool in glass cases. They'll usually put the trophy in. That's doper than the opium. Fit us so well that it's almost inappropriate. See, I've been in the cut with the holy water soaking in, Henny in a styrofoam, staring at the shape of an 8 with no waist. With a door knockers in, she's a 10 and she's safe. She don't follow, not a blog, barely posts, less his face. I've been in and out the house, putting food on the plates, putting stones on her finger, put the jewels in the safe, put the cash on the crib, buying toys for the kids, tuck bug under covers, bought a rose for a mother. Gotta let them know we from a struggle, but we'll put together puzzles. They can't keep us in a puzzle. In a puzzle. But we put together puzzles. They can't keep us in a bubble. And I ain't never bitching on my mama. But if little Bug get hungry, we'll take groceries out your kitchen. And Bug is Junie Bug.
When
I say Bug, that's what I mean. But the type of aggression and hip-hop, backpack style music is more my lane, but with today's attention span, people want 1 minute Instagram video. Mm-hmm. What can I take right now and go home with it? You can't. That's hard for them to learn. Make America dope again. We've been trying to bottle up the cooling glass cases. They'll usually put the trophy in, dope it in the opium. Like, it's too fast. It's too much content. It's like our intro to Kendrick wasn't that fast. He had to give us pull up, drink. Headshot, drink. Sit down, drink. You know what I'm saying? He made it simple. He made it easy for you. And as you latched on, the verses got more and more, you know what I'm saying, in depth.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I need to do. I need to give them the dumbed down version as far as hooks and choruses go, and you know, give them something they could be receptive to, something they could relate to right away before I give them the story.
So is that how you build a song?
I kind of just go with what I go with, man. I go through a ton of emotions on a day-to-day. I get into arguments.
On purpose?
Not even on purpose, man. I just feel like I have to capitalize on all energy.
But everything in your music, you lived.
Yeah. Yeah, not everything. There's sometimes I do come up with a complete narrative. Like, I made a song with, while we were in New York last time, you know, after losing to Brooklyn, just my outlet for that was to go to the studio and just come up with something creative. So I felt like I got something accomplished. Like, if we're going to take a L, let me get some sort of win out of this shit, man.
Yeah.
If we're going to take a L, like, it's either go to the gym and shoot till my arm fall off or go be creative. You know what I'm saying? And like, after playing that game, I felt like it'd be detrimental to go to the gym and pound it out right now. My knee was swollen anyway. So
because
I'm
there's
like,
purpose. There's you got to be smart about it.
And that's what people don't understand. A lot of my injuries that I got was from overworking. Like, I could feel my body telling me no, but I'm like, nah, because Mike and them wouldn't have done this. They'd have kept going hard. Like, you being soft, you being a bitch. Like,
yeah.
bump that. Like, keep going. Like, go hard, Shump. Go
man,
hard.
Please.
I'm yeah, dead listen, serious.
I blinked too long. I'm like, yep, that's it for me today.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people, like, I'm just saying for the fan, there's a lot of fans that probably
totally
be on
joking.
Your, there's
yeah,
probably
yeah,
fans
yeah.
that go on your Twitter and be like, no, Channing, you should be in the gym. Like, you missed that shot.
Oh,
you should be in the gym.
Oh, my God. You know what's crazy?
It's like, dog, do y'all realize this man is a professional at this, dog? He do
I'm
this
not
every
lying
day.
To you. You know what made me, you know what, like, actually, like, calmed me down that whole situation? The day before that game, right?
What are you talking
didn't
about?
Even know.
What are you talking about?
So here's the true to honest story. I don't play the first half of that game versus
what
Atlanta.
Game?
What game?
So
about?
We play in Atlanta, yeah. right?
This past couple days.
This past yeah. couple okay. days. So I don't play the first half. So second half, my job is always to be ready, but at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, I'm not in a rotation today. How can I take advantage of today? So I literally, dead serious, just went to D-Mail and said, yo, D-Mail, what, you want to do a VersaClimber workout after the game? Or so I could, stay in shape. Right. So I'm thinking about after the game. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. I then see Kevin run off, and I said, oh, shit. They look at me, right?
And Channing,
me,
you're
I
up.
Said, they said, Channing. I said, you know what? Fuck it.
Let's do
like,
it.
Like, let's do it, right? I'm like, for me, I'm not trying to go out there and score 30. I'm just trying to play the game the right way. It's not going to be pretty all the time. But at the end of the day, I'm going to get something done. So we go out there, right? And literally since almost to last year, Indiana, I have not been in at the end of game for that long.
Without
like,
doubt.
Right? And I don't usually get in the game. There's 15 other people that usually get in at the end of the game just based on the way it works out here. So go figure. We ran at – so everything had to happen. They ran out of timeouts. We ran out of timeouts. Right? So the play comes down. I play against Dwayne Dedmon. I was his teammate. Great guy. Right? So Bron brings the ball down. Dwayne sits on his lap. I'm thinking of Dwayne. You're just going to leave me
you
open?
Disrespect me? Like
disrespect me? I promise you, the minute that ball left my hand, I said, right in your, oh, shit. Right? But here's the funny story. The day before, okay, I go into the gym, and I had done cardio before I even go to the court. So I'm like, I'm just going to be out here 30 minutes, get some quick shots up, work on posting up, work on these things. I'm on the court for an hour and a half shooting. Literally shooting, right? So we play this game. I play this game myself. You get every spot. So once you make one, you got to make them in a row, mm-hmm. right? And so my highest ever is 72.
Right? 72 shots in a row? Threes.
72 shots from seven spots.
Oh, okay.
So like let's say I make two and miss. You go to the next spot. If I miss, got to go to the next spot. If I make five, now I have seven total.
Yeah.
So 72, so I was on fire. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I got to beat 72. So instead of doing this once or twice, I do this.
Until you make more than 72.
No, I didn't get 72. But I'm getting, what's crazy was, now this is after the whole hour.
Right.
So it's like of me shooting. So now I'm like in this zone of like, I get 40, 50, 20, F that, do it again, 40, 45, 57. Okay, I'm feeling good. Now 70. And finally I said, you know what? I'm like, my arm is about to fall off. I'm exhausted.
All right.
So like when people say, oh, you need to stay in the gym or you need to do this. I say, hey, listen, you come one day, come shoot with me, come work out with me. I'm going to get you a bucket.
You don't have to make him.
Oh, real talk. People couldn't make it 30 minutes.
That's what I mean.
30
effing
minutes.
You couldn't make it 30 minutes.
And for people to say, oh, you shouldn't have do this, you shouldn't have do that, guess what? Anytime big fella throws me a ball at the end of the game, I'm shooting that motherfucker. Every fucking time.
Because you've put in the
because,
work.
Because, no.
Because he gave it to him for a reason.
Yes.
Right. Well, like, that's what I'm saying.
People need to learn this.
It.
People need to learn this, by the way. If you miss a couple, LeBron James will jump up, stare at you till the whole defense goes to you and throw it to who he wants to make this shot because he feels like you're off right now.
Now, listen.
He's that smart and that good in the air
and,
with the ball.
And put it this way. At the end
he
of
wouldn't
games,
give it to you unless
for the
he
most
thought.
Part, you got to look in the playoffs. He's thrown me the rock in the playoffs. He's thrown other players the rock in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So yes, I should have made it.
Game three, Kyle Korver, left corner.
Yeah. Now
when everyone had debated because he didn't take the shot. When, he had KD and Draymond and Kyle, 57% shooter in that corner.
Yes. So what does it look like as you're supposed to be a leader of a team? You're getting double teamed and you still shoot. You completely negate all leadership, in my opinion, as who he is.
Now, I respect Bron's IQ and how he does. Like, I've never seen anybody put together percentages on the fly like LeBron James. Like, the fact that we've been in the middle of argument. Bron, why you help off him? Shump, from the right corner, he shoots 32%.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. Dog, I have been on the court with Bron, and he said, from the right corner, he shoots 32%. And I was like,
okay.
Yeah. He's shooting it. Because in my mind, he's shooting it at a 46 clip.
Right.
But he's like, from the right corner, though, he's shooting 32.5. Yeah. But he'll say that in the middle of the game. Shump, he shoots 32% from the corner. You'd be like, what, bro?
Damn.
You take a step back. Like, you're probably right. You're probably right. I don't
know. Even if you're lying,
straight up.
So here's my thing, though. I'm speaking for LeBron, right? And
right.
I speak on Kobe and Mike.
Yeah.
LeBron has shown things that those other two have not. Everybody, for the most part, wants to play with Bron because if you put in the work, if you show that you can hit that shot,
he will trust you to do
it. He's going to trust you to do it. Those other guys, no matter what you do, no matter
it's got to be
how
on them.
Hard it has to be on them. Now, at some point,
Mike passed to Steve Kerr one time.
Yeah,
Steve knocked
big
it down.
One. Yeah,
U of A.
He did guy. John Paxson too.
Damn,
that's what I'm saying. He will give it.
Especially
when we did y'all in.
We did y'all in the line too.
Hey, we did y'all in.
That was horrible.
We did y'all in. We did y'all in
for Chicago.
Hey, road tripping fans, ever heard of MeUndies? If not, take a listen. MeUndies makes feel good undies your butt will be proud to wear. They will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever own. And to check it out yourself, I encourage you to go to MeUndies.com/road. Why? Well, with tons of styles and patterns to choose from for both men and ladies, MeUndies will have the perfect fit for any personality. The MeUndies feeling is unmatched because they are naturally a soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. And so for a limited time only, I urge you to check out MeUndies' first ever glow-in-the-dark print, Lights Out. Why not update your underwear drawer and glow at the same time? And hey, if underwear isn't your thing, I get it, I understand, but MeUndies, they also make the softest socks in the world. Didn't you know? To get 20% off the best and softest underwear and socks you'll ever own, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/road. That's MeUndies.com/road.
Are you a Bears fan?
Yeah.
The Bears.
Are you a White Sox or a Cubs?
What do you think of Trubisky?
There is a difference there.
What?
Between White Sox and Cubs.
Oh, yeah. What's crazy is I live out west, so I'm supposed to root for the Cubs because Wrigley Field is more west. But the White Sox had it better. Uh-huh. And honestly, I don't really watch baseball. But if we're in the playoffs and you come to, like, Cleveland, I'm definitely
like
coming to
year.
The game. Yeah, I'm coming to the game
I'm
to talk shit for Chicago.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, but people was, like, mad at me. I'm like, bro, you could cry all the tears you want. Like, I'm not from Cleveland. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to switch sides for y'all. Like,
thank you.
Y'all could
I like wearing Cleveland
I got
stuff,
traded from New York. It was like I came to the Yankees game. I cheered for y'all, but I'm glad I never wore a Yankees hat, bro, because at the end of the day, y'all traded me. And when I'm still supposed to be a Yankees fan, no, I'm not rolling, bro.
Right.
I have no roots here.
See, I think that's what we differ. I like to – when in Rome.
Like
when in Rome.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, listen,
these guys, man, first of all, our whole team was in there with – Cleveland Indians shirts and all
and
that.
Guess
like,
what? I'm gonna tell you this: if I got traded to Houston, what's up? Horns up! I'm embracing it because at the end of the day,
no,
I'm going back to
where
I gotta go back. No, no,
right. And then you're gonna come home after
Arizona.
Your career, and they're gonna be like, "Man, rock out!"
But
Joe,
no matter what, you'd be a Diamondbacks.
No matter what,
Cardinals.
I'm a low-key Cardinals fan. Diamondbacks fan.
So World Series, Indians Diamondbacks
no,
in the
no,
World
no,
Series.
That means
no.
You're not a real
are wearing,
fan.
Are you
bro.
Wearing an Indians jersey?
No.
That means you're not a real fan.
No, I'm a fan.
You can't say I'm a low-key fan. Like, There's no such thing.
If you're from Arizona, you could be low-key.
So, Shump, really quick to educate you a little bit on the podcast. So, obviously, since Richard is now in Denver, he has the podcast going as well.
And now he's rooting for the Denver.
No.
For the Colorado Rockies.
Come on, dog.
So, the point is the rebrand is Richard versus Channing. So, there's topics that we kind of can go back and forth and debate on.
Oh, yeah.
So, they actually discussed bandwagon fans.
And RJ didn't hop on and say he was a bandwagon fan? Because he's an Indians fan now.
He's a Rockies fan.
Jesus Christ. That is crazy to me, dog.
What?
Like, I would get beat up for this. Like, going home, like, they would jump on my head for this, bro.
But you know what? In Phoenix, we get so many transplants, you know, you just want to enjoy it. You basically just want to go where the best party is. And right now, it's in Cleveland.
But I'm saying, Cleveland fans, even though I'm rocking with Chicago, like, I think Cleveland appreciates it because –
Because you're loyal to where you're from.
Cleveland has a Cleveland pride to them. Like, they're a Midwest city. Like, right. They're a blue-collar city. So, they rocking with the whole loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Kendrick and one of the most well-put-together songs I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Loyalty. Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna. Unbelievable. Clearly, Kendrick wrote her verse because it's unbelievable. She doesn't do that like that. He wrote that for sure.
Would you not let him write that?
Oh, for sure.
First of all, anybody
that writes anything for Rihanna makes things sound so much cooler than what they're supposed to sound. Barbados.
Have you seen that picture lately of her?
What picture? Oh, the thick drum. Come on, man. You trying to get me in trouble, dog.
I'm just saying. No, I said good for her.
She looked healthy. Yeah, she looked
super healthy. Girl.
I always liked healthy Rihanna. Please don't kill me, Tiana.
No, dude, we're fine. We're not talking crazy.
It's cool. It's just I don't.
Channing is a big fan of Adele.
Hey, me too. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think she's ridiculous. Like
musically.
Musically.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not no diss. No diss.
No diss.
No diss. No salt. But yeah,
her lyrics are awesome.
Oh, Adele's unbelievable.
I would sit there and cry and have no problem crying in the front row. Sing to me.
Her voice. And her beat selection. Yeah. Her beat selection is crazy.
Okay, Shump, you had your top three that you gave to Channing a little bit ago. So are those artists that you kind of channel when you are creating your music, or is there someone else?
Influences as far as music goes are probably – Kanye, Eminem, Ludacris, Andre.
Oh, I love how you say Eminem. We mentioned one white rapper, and she's like, I know that guy.
Why you gotta be white, though?
One for the home team. You weren't even allowed to listen to Eminem in your town.
That white boy there?
He can write.
What did you think of
I've never
his...
heard somebody rhyme one word 17 different times.
That white man there is unbelievable. He'll flip any word and make it rhyme.
Ugh.
And he was actually the first one to start the singing thing. And 50 Cent, too. So he made 50 Cent sing. Like, you know, I don't know if you remember, but Eminem used to sing bad knowing he can't sing instead of getting a featured artist because it kind of made you feel it more.
I feel like you just had a song there. Were you guys like, I speak in rhythm sometimes. Okay, yeah, you
do. I speak in rhythm. That's from being in poetry. I used to win poetry slams, by the way.
I've won a poetry contest in college. 100%.
Should we drop it right here?
Definitely not lying. Check the stats. I definitely won one time.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. My mom was huge, left brain artistic poetry.
Crazy.
Yeah, I got that side. I just don't like going there. I get too emotional. I don't like being that emotional. It's too ups and downs.
So crazy thing about this, right?
Yeah.
People always ask me, what zodiac are you? And for the longest, I didn't even know what zodiac I was. I thought I was a Gemini.
Right.
But I'm actually past the cutoff for the 19th, and I'm a Cancer.
Right.
Cancers are they're supposed to be sensitive.
Yeah.
Sensitive to energy.
Yeah.
So for the longest when people say you're emotional,
yeah,
and you're sensitive.
Emotional.
I like that.
You said the rap, dog.
So it's like,
holla at your boy. It's for people who drink. No, sorry. Every time
Channing says that, people take drinks.
Holla at your boy.
Now they're drunk.
Take a drink.
Yep. So now they're going to get drunk. Anyways, keep going.
Awesome. Uh, So with people saying that, for the longest, I took it as insult. Like, no, I'm not sensitive. I fought it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You farted all the time?
I fought it.
Fought it.
Fought.
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 F-O-U-G-H-T.
No.
Oh.
Oh, fought. Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Toledo took an L. Hey,
holler at your boy.
Yeah. Yeah. You sipped them grapes, girl. So,
spelling so, wasn't in the
No. Yeah, no, no.
Jesus.
I was a spelling bee champion.
I left school early, but I got what I needed out of it.
Touche.
So it was more so understanding. Like, I have a big – I'm big on words, so – I can read a word, understand a word, and it takes power out of a word for me. That's why I like to overuse some words. And with sensitive, what I took it as is I'm very sensitive to energy. So the energy of a room can affect me. And I'm now faced with the decision to change the room or get out of the room. So a lot of times if I come in a room and it's just quiet and it's making me uncomfortable, I'm going to play music or I'm going to force you. And it seems like I'm antagonizing people or I'm, but it's really because I don't like the energy. Like when we lost the four in a row and I came in the room and everybody just sort of walking around like they lost their dog. I'm like, all right, dog, Iman's back playing. The quiet shit's over with. I'm about to blast the system. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I'm not hanging around y'all with y'all heads down like we ain't won a championship before. Like, y'all can forget about it.
So when you walked in this room, you played music. Does that mean that you were uncomfortable?
No. That's just me being on a high already.
Oh, okay.
You
know
what I'm saying?
Okay.
If I'm already on a high and I'm coming down in the elevator, like, I got Steve here, Stephen Mike.
Shout
Michael.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little shout out, Stephen Michael, man. Great artist, man. So me and him linked, and we're just coming up with all these creative ideas, and he's learning how to work this new camera I got, and we're just starting to come up with more creative stuff. And it's like coming off of any time I could be creative and I'm using that left side that you're talking about, yeah. Like I'm just in a great mood. So coming down here, we were just playing music and we were probably making the hallway uncomfortable. But
or
it makes, yeah, or happy. Like it could change your energy. Like you could be having a terrible day and then you're like, who is this dude,
yeah.
This 6'6 dude coming down with his hoodie tucked into his pants? Like, yeah. Why is he playing music on a Beats pill while he walks down the hotel hallway?
What is this beady bump music?
What is he doing?
I changed
your whole mood because now you're no longer thinking about your terrible day. You're thinking about whatever this music is, and you're like, who is this? Is this Kendrick? Is this – no, this is Iman, but you don't know that yet until – I get
asked
a billboard.
You if that was Iman.
Oh, no, that was Iman.
Billboards, Iman, I think, Iman are $3,500 on 480.
What?
I saw a billboard was open, and they said $3,500.
You said $3,500?
I think so.
You a line and a half.
No, I'm not
a line. I swear to God, when substance abuse drops, I'm taking that. Crazy.
What do you mean when substance abuse drops?
That's the name of his
Oh, that's album. The name of my project. See, what people thought was I was going to call it They Tried It, but They Tried It is more
so. Yeah, you've been fooling everyone.
Not fooling.
Tricking.
Not fooling at all.
He's
but
allowed to change his mind.
Because
he's a grown man.
It's because of something that triggered the project to me. But like I said, with the 360 of it, how do I visually show They Tried It?
You don't.
I came up with ways to do it, but I felt like, does this stick? Is it 360? Can you touch it? Can you smell it? That's what Hannah King, who came on to help me with my music, and she understands my weirdo creative side. So she dealt with me when she was working with Grand Hustle in Atlanta. She was working for T.I., and the first time she met me, she's like, who is this dude with a tank top, a snapback? This was before snapbacks was really rocking like that. Mm-hmm. Why does he have a snapback on his belt loop with a pocket change purse on his belt, his other belt loop? And he's got on fitted jeans and a tank top that says ninjas instead of the obvious substitute.
Nunez?
Nunchucks.
Yeah, nunchucks.
But it's like
serious weapon.
It's like she was like, who is this dude? And then she said, every time I saw you, it was like you evolved into something different. And then it was you had a mohawk, and then you had this, you had that, or
you had the llama.
Yeah, then you had
the llama.
The llama when I was in the middle of doing my hair, but I was almost late for the bus in the finals, and I had.
Do you remember when?
But people don't understand.
That's
people don't
the
understand.
Reason why.
Because it was a certain. My wife was trying to make it into. She had to leave. I believe she had to catch a flight or.
It was too wet.
So I was trying to get it to stay up.
He looked like one of Prince's boys.
But
shout out.
I basically was going to have to finish and do it myself, but I was like, bro, I can't. I don't like messing. I'm not about to mess up my routine in the finals because of my hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told my wife I didn't want to do it anyway. Like, I wanted to just go. She was like, babe, you're not about to go with your hair like that. Because I had slept on it. It looked crazy. So she was trying to do it. But then she had to leave, and Junie had something going on. So it was like, it was just a lot going on. We was being parents. And I was like, listen, I got until 35, and then I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got until 4:35, and then I'm out because I got to get on the bus.
Yeah.
So whatever. Whatever happens, just happens. And I just sort of put my stuff on and didn't even look at it. She, like, she had left already, so she had told me what to do, and I kind of did it, and it fell over, and then I was on FaceTime, and I was just like, dog, well, it's just going to have to sit over here to the side, bro, because I'm not about to have it in my face while I'm trying to shoot.
Who gave it the llama name?
Oh, it was a meme.
Yeah.
It was a meme.
Oh, yeah.
But
look,
yeah, it was funny, though. It was funny.
No, it's super funny. The internet is undefeated.
Oh, for sure. It was funny as hell. But it really – she really had, like, a way that it was supposed to look. Like, if you see how my daughter's hair is right now
and
how it is, like, that's what she was going for, to have it to where it fell in the front. But it was supposed to bunch up. I had the diffuser. I was supposed to have it with the dryer so that it stayed – it looked wet, but it was dry, and it stayed in place. You see what I'm saying?
I actually like that look on you.
Dude, this is the
this
what,
that's what I'm saying.
Now let me get this.
Now let me get this out of the way. When I do stuff like this with an outfit on,
it looks good.
Sex symbol.
Oh God.
Women ask to touch your hair when you do that.
What?
Seriously,
I like that
because
look.
You think I'm mixed with something, and I'm not. But
you mix with crazy.
but I'm saying, like, if I got a hat on, I got the hat tilted back, you know what I'm saying, and I got a dope fit on. That
is very
makes sense.
Odell-esque.
You
no
without the blonde.
Odell is very Shump-esque.
Oh,
you did it first.
There is a difference.
I'm just saying, I've never looked at another man and said I want to look like that.
I know you don't, but I'm saying.
So I'm going to say that he copied
style.
Me.
Okay.
Instead of saying that I copied him.
We'll see.
Well, we didn't copy each other. Like, he's got a whole different look. He got brown streaks and all that. He light skinned.
He's got obviously.
Yeah, he got the. First of all, is he leader of the light skin? Who is y'all leader right now?
Light skinned?
Is Drake Rachel. Y'all leader or is
Hang
Steph
on,
y'all leader?
T.O.
Oh, Drake.
I thought it was between Steph and Drake for
T.O.,
a while.
T.O., is this a thing?
What, the leader of the light skins?
Leader of the light skins? What is that?
It's a black people thing.
Oh, leader of the light skins.
Why does it have to be a black people thing?
Because white people don't have
is Reacher
light
out
dark.
There?
Like, who's the tannest of the white people?
Yeah, you don't have a tan
Well, I'm
pale.
Sitting here with a fresh
is there a tan,
spray tan.
Is there a tan pale leader for
yes.
white?
Who's who is the hottest, tastiest
who is the tan
white
leader?
Lady.
Oh, Pacey is pale, right?
Pale.
Okay,
right.
who is y'all pale leader? The white
oh,
women,
she's
the
actress that wins all
Julianne
the time.
Moore?
No,
Kate Winslet?
No, she was in Batman. She was Catwoman.
Halle Berry?
No. Oh, my Lord.
Halle Berry's
you know
not white.
Rafa,
no, but I'm saying, I know but that's the only Catwoman I know.
Oh,
not the only Catwoman I know.
He said she was in Catwoman. He said,
oh, she was no, no, she was.
No, he said she was. The woman
oh, she was Catwoman. She
yeah.
Was, yeah, we don't care then. Halle Berry was.
Yeah, she's the best Catwoman. That's the only Catwoman.
What's her name?
No one knows.
I don't know. Yeah,
Catwoman character.
Catwoman.
That's Catwoman.
Catwoman character.
Okay. So there's a leader of the light skins. Who is it?
Drake was the leader for a while, but low-key,
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Hey,
okay,
Dave East is making a run for y'all being y'all leader.
Hang
He's
on.
A father
How do
figure.
You, like, what measures, like, what determines who's the leader?
The
like,
influence, man.
Oh,
it's
the influence.
The
okay.
influence. And first of all, what people have to understand is no man can really stamp it. It's what the women like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really care. Like when I walk in on my flea, like, when they come in and they like, oh, shut, why you wearing? Because the women's, they get it.
They
what's
love
crazy
floral patterns.
I never get hater comments from women. That's what's crazy to me. Like, when I check my Twitter, dog, there is no haterism. I do have a lot of haters.
Well, not for
I have
the women.
People that tell me that I do not care about basketball, and it's like, dog, y'all have no clue. I beg my head coach to play pickup every day, and I get
this
turned down
true.
Every day. Like, I beg to play more basketball every day. Like, I get kicked out. I used to get kicked out of the gym in New York, though.
That's why this platform is here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, people have to chill out. Yeah. Like, I'm with the gym rat shit. I'll play basketball with you all day. People say they want me to come to the YMCA, but then when I bust their ass at the YMCA and the 24-hour fitness, then it's, well, you're supposed to do that. You're an NBA player. Like, dog, I don't want to hear none of that. Y'all begged me to come up here. You said you could do my job better than me, and now you see me in real life, and you're like, he's really 6'6", 220. Jesus Christ. Like,
you know what it is?
The and people- he's fat. And, like, and then they'd be like, well, why you don't do that against the Warriors? Because Bron is dribbling the ball, man. Not me. I'm in the corner. Do you watch the
it's
game?
It's called a team.
People like you to judge your role.
Yeah.
Right.
My role on this team is not to dribble it 20 times.
People like to judge you for the shot you miss or for the ball you didn't right. get. Yeah. They don't look at
– But people, like, people, know the like, people don't forget. In. People forget. Do you remember when Russell Westbrook used to dribble down the court full speed, shoot the same shot, and he used to hit all glass?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then everybody was like, oh, Westbrook, Westbrook is terrible. Oh, he's killing KD's his legendary status and out the band. He the MVP now because he took those same shots. Like, and now he's used to them. His body's used to it. He can carry this same energy because he conditioned himself. You can condition your mind and your body to do anything. And he conditioned himself to do it through the haterism. It's just, dog, I haven't had that. I've had to play with superstar people. Like, I had to deal with Carmelo Anthony telling me, like, yeah, Shump, you getting off right now, but I need this ball right now.
I'm glad you have seven in a row.
I'm so glad.
Throw me that.
But I'm getting 100 M's for this. So throw it over here.
Yeah.
Watch me work. You see this headband? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? LeBron the same way. It's like, dog, I can't come in. First of all, Kyrie Irving was here when I first got here. I can't come in and say, Kyrie, I need to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though there's times in frustration that I do tell them that. Like, hey, man, I'm not a three-point shooter. Like, I want to dribble that thing a couple times. Like, give me that thing early.
That's what I say all the time.
You can't give me that thing with 5 seconds on the clock. I can't get no rhythm. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't touched it in three quarters, brother. Like, this is my first touch. It's my first shot in the fourth quarter. Like, I need to dribble it a couple of times. Let me feel it a little bit. Like, it feels hard. It's hurting my fingertips right now.
Listen, that Jesus. Ball, listen. That court and that ball after not playing for three quarters and have to jump in.
And then you make a move and you feel it in your knees. Lord. And you're like, oh, I didn't stretch.
That tendonitis will get activated quickly. Oh, my Lord.
But it's like people don't really understand, like, the role and the rhythm to the game. It's like, dog, if you get me in a good rhythm, like, you're going to get a different Iman than you're used to. And we all understand as NBA players – it's not going to be about you on certain teams. Like, you got to wait your turn in this. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And it's a frustration, and there's a patience you have to carry. There's a level of professionalism you have to carry. But it's like, don't disrespect anybody in this league. Cause
nobody.
Y'all, they have seen people in this league who don't get no playing time. You can get the last man on the bench right
everything.
Now,
on
and
everything.
You put him on a team where he can do his thing, and he will bust your ass. Like, think about Kay Felder. Kay Felder came out firing against us. People was like, oh, we can't deal. It's like, Kay Felder could play, bro.
Yeah.
Kay Felder can play.
He has a role now.
He's cool. Young.
He's young. 23, he's 23, and he was playing behind Kyrie and Deron Williams.
Like, rightfully so.
And then this year, he's playing behind Derrick Rose, Jose Calderon,
Isaiah.
Lebanon James.
And then LeBron and D. Wade.
Lebanon James.
Lebanon.
Lebanonte. Lebanito.
You know, I just think it's interesting to see, yeah, like, man, how things have evolved, like, especially over the years. It's just, you know, now that I'm getting older, it's just like
old.
I mean, older. Older.
And then,
it's just like,
how old are you, Sean?
27.
Oh, 27? Man, I remember those
You're
years.
You're 34?
Yeah.
Wow, there's 27. Quite the age gap.
Do you have as much fun in Georgia Tech as these guys did in Arizona?
Nope.
Say it again.
Do you have as much fun in Georgia Tech as these guys did in Arizona?
I had fun in Georgia Tech. I didn't. But thing is, like, they had Arizona on campus was lit. Georgia Tech, I was in Atlanta.
Are you really about to give them
this amount of credit?
Who? Shump.
What?
So are you really about to give these guys
Listen.
Arizona,
if it's one
correct.
Thing that I failed to do, I wish I would have took my visits to Arizona and Arizona State.
Really?
Because I was told that to take those visits, official visits.
Regardless.
I was told. I don't care if you're not going, you go. Mm-hmm. But I was so trying to.
Stubborn?
No, just trying
to. Is Shump stubborn?
Very.
Oh.
But Shump has graduated in that regard. And
you have
I
to.
Have,
you have a child.
I have become.
So, yeah. Hey, I want to sleep till 9 till somebody slaps you in the face and wakes you up. And then it's like, 7:30. All right.
I have morphed and
become like a Pokemon or like a Ranger.
Mighty Morphin Time.
Which one's your favorite? You don't even know.
No. I was a Blue Ranger guy.
Okay.
My little brother was a Black Ranger guy.
Okay.
And my oldest brother was the Green Ranger.
Oh, love.
Second oldest was Red Ranger.
So wait, they all have their own like.
Yeah, we all had
character.
Our own Ninja Turtle too.
Yeah, I was the person. All of them had Donnie. Different personalities.
Donnie. I was Donnie is a Ninja Turtle. Kasani was Michelangelo.
Yeah. For some reason,
Ari was
you guys are so much younger
Raphael,
than me.
And Paco was Leonardo. Yeah.
Rafa, you didn't even have TV.
It was four of us.
You're
so
outside playing hopscotch.
It's kind of cool. You have to like go in and,
But like Dragon Ball Z, I'm Vegeta. Like,
excuse me.
This is for all the Dragon Ball Z fans out here listening to this
Dragon
podcast, man.
I know it.
If you need to understand Shump in any form, understand that I'm Vegeta, and that will suffice for any type of. If people be like, "Yo, he's crazy," just understand. That I'm Vegeta. Vegeta is the coldest, one of the best put together characters ever.
He
would kill himself to be the greatest. And he didn't care what you thought. He would be the greatest. And until he understood that he was getting in his own way is when he finally went Super Saiyan. He couldn't go Super Saiyan. Everybody went Super Saiyan for him. Goku, everybody. And it was like he was so frustrated. And he went somewhere where he had to work so hard and the gravity was bad. And he went there and he was doing everything. He could fight through it. He could take all the pain. He could fight anybody and do everything. But he's like, why can't I do it? And he fucking has to break down and he screams, ah, he can't do it. And finally, he fucking just lets go. For a second, he just lets go of all the frustration, and he's just sitting there, like, why can't I do it? And then he's just like, dog, like, maybe this shit. And finally, just with his heart, just him just appreciating that, you know what, I did all the work, and maybe that's just not my bid, and now I'm going to give myself to a greater good. And it's not going to be, I'm not trying to go Super Saiyan because I want to be better than this dude or better than that dude. I just want to go Super Saiyan because if I go Super Saiyan, I can help out with what's going on right now. And he goes Super Saiyan.
And this is you.
This is me. This is my going through life chasing Michael Jordan, chasing Allen Iverson, chasing Andre 3000, I'm trying to do what I appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Chasing being my father. People don't understand that. My wife always be like, yeah, just let the nanny do it. Go to sleep. And it's like, no, because if I'm going to tell Junie she can't do something, I want her memory to say, he used to wake up at 3 a.m. and change my pamper after playing a full game and being exhausted. And because then you could look me in the eye and say, you know what? I'll listen to him. Because he worked hard, and no matter what he had going on, he never let that get in the way of being my father.
And you think at this age, how old is she?
I think she's about to be 2.
You'll
and
remember.
She will remember.
She'll remember.
I don't have a child, so I'm...
I think, because with Junie, if you could see how Junie acts when she gets off the plane when I pick her up, like when she sees me, the way she runs to me, and then her little triggers that I think a lot of people, sometimes you think Junie is... just happy to see you or doing something, but she's trying to communicate with you. But if you're not all the way into it and trying to understand what she got going on, you'll never know. She's trying to tell you to take this pamper off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or she's trying to tell you, I want juice. Like some people think it's cute. Like she'll say something and they think it's cute. No, she wants you to do that.
She's communicating.
She's trying to communicate. But you're so excited that you can't see. And it's like I'm all the time, because I'm so misunderstood all the time, I'm always trying to comprehend what she has going on. I think she appreciates that. Mm-hmm. So when she sees me, it lights up. She's like, he gets it. Like, daddy going to get it. He going to get it. Like, if I can't spit it out.
It is your daughter, so obviously you should get it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. A lot of parents don't get it.
Right. Okay, I'll give you that. A lot of parents
I've seen a lot of kids run to the nanny.
Yeah.
This is true. Really?
You know what I like? Yeah, the post you had today when you were posting with your wife, and then she came in to tie your shoe.
Oh, yeah. Little stuff like that.
That attention to detail, man.
little stuff like that, and that's probably just from her seeing my wife
from
do it.
Seeing
like
how
my
you
wife,
do it, how you
no,
are.
No, I mean, I don't really style people, but my wife, for Tailored and Bow, when she does her styling shoots, like she's really hands on, going in there fixing people. And Junie has to see these things. Like she has to go and be with Tiana when Tiana's at work, and Tiana has the nanny over here, and Junie's just sort of like, why can't I go over there? But she watches that. So when she sees us taking pictures, I think in her mind
she
it's a reenactment. Mm-hmm. And she's like
do you see
trying
that,
to get
do you
approval.
See that post?
I didn't see
they
it.
They were posing together.
Yeah.
You
and,
know?
And Junie came in and like grabbed my shirt first and almost pulled my shirt out of the tuck. And I was like, no, baby, no. And then she went like this.
to tie her, tie his shoes.
But it's like, I think in her mind, she's like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do because I'm not part of the picture right now. So I'm supposed to be fixed. She don't understand what a stylist is, but she's like, mommy,
she's
this
there,
is what
though.
Mommy does. Yeah, this is what
it's
mommy
just
does.
Like when kids go to school and they repeat what their parents say, and sometimes it's not a good thing, but it's like, oh, they may not be able to talk or they may not be able to communicate this with me, but they're hearing. They're observing.
And they're like, their heroes are their parents.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So I just, But I definitely think like being a father is one of those things that I chase. My father was always there. Like I can remember him being there, whether it's pick that up, never talk back to your mother, like your mother's always right. Even when he like now that I'm a father and a husband, like I like understand all my dad's frustrations with like kids, peace and quiet. Shut up. I'm just trying to watch the game. Go get me a beer and do not taste the beer. your mother's right, whatever. Like, I remember times that it's like my mom will say something, and in my mind, I'm like, that's not right. But my dad will just be like, okay, and go do it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like now when my wife tells me to do something, sometimes I really don't understand what the fuck she's talking about. Like, that makes no sense
but
to me. But I gotta just knock that out. I gotta take that L because it's like I don't have any emotions and I can't create a person. Like, she can create. Only way I get more kids is if she feels like I did enough of her favors. Only way I get a house full of kids like I want is if I do the favors that she asks of me. So I just try and knock those things out.
Keenan.
Tight, what up, boy?
What up, boy?
Take short sleeve hoodies for the
weekend. Yeah, that's super. That's
I actually
super,
cut this because it was too small.
That's super West Coast. Peace, God.
What's up?
Hi, anyways, Keenan, how are you?
Listen,
good to
see
you.
Look. Let's end on this then.
Yeah, no, that's good. Shump, so you can freestyle, right?
Yeah.
You want to freestyle us off?
Hell no, he can't freestyle.
I need to give you 4 bullet points that you need to incorporate in this freestyle.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot. That's too much for
is
him.
Really? Is 4 too many?
Nah, I'll keep it simple.
Okay, I need you to make sure that our listeners know that they need to subscribe.
Okay.
That it's the relaunch. We're just celebrating the relaunch of Richard versus Channing.
Oh, this is detailed.
See, it's too much. That's too much.
It, these are just things to incorporate. Okay, so it's Richard versus Channing. It's new. All subscribe. Right. NBA Road Tripping has launched. The Atlanta people. Shout out. Kent Bazemore, Mike Muscala, Annie Fenberg.
I'm not shouting out other teams.
You don't have to, but it's the NBA Road Tripping. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So NBA Road Tripping.
Yeah.
Richard versus Channing. Relaunch.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
And you are a part right now of Team Channing.
Yep.
It's Richard versus Channing. We are Team Channing.
Okay.
Yes. Although we love our listeners to tune in to both podcasts because at the end of the day, we are one.
All right. We'll keep it simple. Damn, I wish I had a beat. I'm more of a beat guy.
Do you need to updo your pill?
Nah, it's cool.
No pressure.
Okay. We took a L. We took a L last year, so I'm no longer champion. So I'm a little bit of road tripping. I'm a team Channing. I know it's you versus RJ, and we're winning, and we sitting and wine sipping. tune in, and we'll describe how we live our life. If you subscribe, then we'll give you truth. We never give you lies. And what are my other points?
NBA road tripping.
I already said road tripping.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Team Channing.
Oh, the NBA road tripping.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm impressed.
Well, I'm impressed too.
I'm impressed.
Sorry.
How about that?
No, it was good.
Tripping.
No.
NBA road tripping.
There we go.
Yeah. Back to wine sipping.
Holler at your boy.
Holler at your boy.
Yo. Man, people about to get hammered on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't listen to this on a Friday.
Yeah. I think if you want people to freestyle, man, the more artists you have come in here, you got to write it down if you're going to be that detailed, Allie. I'm not going to lie to you.
My bad. I didn't know anything.
Allie does not. Yeah. When's the last rap song you listened to, Allie?
What does that mean?
Yeah, that was hard.
I just listened to Humble.
She was like, yeah, four. Like, you was like, yeah, four bullet points. Like, four bullet points is usually like,
it's like
wine,
four words.
iPhone.
I'm giving you content, Chump.
four bullet points.
She's like, NBA road tripping because that's Chan. Like, RJ against
the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, like, you know, but.
The first rotation.
You know, you've got, you know, those guys that play for the Hawks. And it's like, bro, I'm not doing all that. I can't. Yeah. It's cool, though. I still love you.
I mean, I was just trying to help.
Oh,
Jesus.
No,
I'm a team player.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
By the way, people don't understand happy birthday. I usually say happy birthday because isn't it great how people treat you when they think it's your birthday?
Yeah, but how many times have you said it and then you hear someone behind you as you walk away, they're like, it's your birthday?
A lot. But yeah, people will treat you a lot better if they think it's your birthday. So I say happy birthday to everybody so that people give them that energy. I'm big on energy. So I'm always about throwing out positive energy.
Cancer
happy
Zodiac.
Birthday, man.
I'm the birthday boy.
Yeah. End on that.
Sex symbol.
Sex simplicity. No.
Chump, we appreciate you
Stop
so much.
It.
Thanks
Stop
for having me.
Man, finally I'm on road tripping. Can we toast out?
Hold on. Wait.
Channing doesn't have wine. Bow.
Yeah, because it's called drinking.
Oh, man.
I said you don't have wine.
Oh.
That's the first
toast
time.
To road tripping. Chump finally being on the show. Man.
Yes. Literally the most artistic human being.
Fuck you, RJ.
Ha 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 ha!